Fucking Evan.
Rise from your grave.
Friends, fans, loved ones, welcome to the premier podcast for all things comic books and sometimes video games, Indestructible Art, episode 235. I'm Ryan, and back from his tour of the avian flu, Omar De Armas.
What's up, man? I am back after a month and a half, it feels like. And it might actually have been.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you've been on the show. Omar, welcome back.
Thanks.
We've missed you in your absence. I know you've probably been doing some pretty cool things, like blowing your nose.
Been blowing my nose a lot.
Coughing up a lung.
Coughing. Have you ever coughed so much that you feel like you really need to take a breath inward, but you can't because your chest is convulsing so much? And you think, okay, this is how I die. Right here, coughing is how I die.
Yeah, I've coughed, like, I've been so sick that, like, I coughed so hard, like, I thought I broke something, like, inside my body. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I just broke my sternum. I'm coughing so hard.
Coughing so hard that you feel like you break bones or that your head is going to explode. And then coughing so, like, so consistently that you can't even take a breath inward. That has been my life for the last week and a half.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that, Doug. It's, well, we miss you. Evan misses you a lot, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why he couldn't even be bothered. Could even be bothered the one time that I can come back. He can't even be on the show. Fucking Evan Campbell. Yeah. Super friend Evan Campbell.
Yeah, for those who don't know, super friend Evan Campbell, who's usually on the show, couldn't make it this week because he knew Omar was coming back. He said something like he can't share the limelight with you. It was something like that. Like,
yeah.
I told him, I'm like, why is that? And he says he's jealous of you.
I stole Evan's dreams.
Oh, man.
And then oh, man, you did. Made them my reality.
Oh, man. Seriously. I don't want to say it, but you totally did. No, Evan Campbell right now is in Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, catching all the Pokemons at the world's largest Poke Gyms.
Yeah, Evan was supposed to be on the show, and he hit us up last night saying, hey guys, can't make it. There's some big Poke Gym thing. Gotta catch
them
all.
There's a super rare Pikachu. It's only available during this time of day at the, you know, the Wild Stallion Gentlemen's Club.
Or the Excalibur Hotel and Resort. Which is a castle.
Circus.
Oh, Circus.
That's where you get that one Mr. Mime.
Yeah, then there's like a Pichatu at the fountains at Caesar's Palace.
No, right? The fountains at Caesar Palace would have a Squirtle or a... Laprosaurus.
Okay, and I heard there's a Charlizard. Is that right? Did I say that right? At the New York.
Yes, because New York is famous for its fire.
And Charlizards,
and
right? Charizard.
Charizard.
God damn. Is that his name? Charizard?
Wait, no. Now I can't even say it the real way. Charizard.
Charizard.
Charmander.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I've never played a Pokemon game. I only know Pokemon from what I hear in, like, pop culture. Well, or in, like, media.
I mean, it is the biggest thing ever in the world right now, so.
I know there's a Mewtwo, because I played Smash Brothers.
I wonder if Mewtwo is in this Pokemon thing, because I think it's only the first 150. The original Pokemons, you might say, from our youth.
Your youth. So I was an adult.
You were not an adult. You're what, like 2 years older than me? 3 years older than me?
And still more of an adult, yes.
Too cool for school, Ryan Adams. Couldn't watch Pokemon on television.
Hell yeah.
And
I couldn't, you know
why? At
the
end of every show, they would sing the Poke Rap with all 150 original Pokemons.
Yeah, what was I doing? I was doing cool things, man.
Yeah.
Slaying dudes. I mean, girls.
Working for the man.
This Pokemon, we talked about on last week's episode. I talked about it with Evan. And we're like, oh, this thing is, looks like it's pretty big. And here we are a week later, and it's the biggest thing in the world, and it's generating more internet traffic than porn at this point.
Yes. Somebody did, I don't remember where I saw it. I should just do it right now to see if it's still true. Have you ever used Google Trends?
No.
So Google Trends is a pretty rad thing that you can spend hours just fucking around with. But you put multiple search queries, and it shows you a line graph of the popularity of the things you did compared to each other. So you can put in, like, you know, porn or versus Pokemon Go and see which one is actually more popular. Let's just pull it up right here.
Okay.
Google Trends.
GoogleTrends.com, right?
It's google.com/trends.
Okay, okay.
And
we're gonna do an actual real life scenario right now on the show.
Yes. So we're gonna
this is great.
Porn. Porn is a bad search term though, probably. Comma Pokemon. I'm not even gonna put Go. I'm just gonna put Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
And the results?
The results are, oh shit.
You are not the father.
Okay. Porn on average, since the beginning of trending is in 2005, has grown an astonishing rate. And Pokemon, while on the graph in 2005, has a steady, slow incline upward to very low. Until right now, where it's a vertical line above currently where porn is sitting on the trend chart.
Oh my God. That's when you know you've reached, like, the point of no return. I remember when indestructible art started getting more searches than pornography. That was a really big day for us in the office. Remember that?
Yes. I'm gonna.
That was huge.
Let's put in indestructible. Mm-hmm. Indestructible.
And indestructible. Tibble.
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 Art.
Art.
Comma.
Comma.
Pokemon.
I love doing this live on the show, by the way.
Because you
this
can't see it.
That's makes for great radio. I love it.
Ooh.
Oh, looking bad for Pokemon. Looks bad for Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't even want to. I don't even want to say what happened right now.
What Omar's trying to say is that we are the premier podcast for all things comic books and video games, and we're bigger than Pokemon.
We don't even register on the graph.
Shut up, Omar.
Don't even register on the
graph. Shut up, Omar. Shh.
Right, I'm closing Google Trends.
Shush. So this Pokemon thing has become huge. It's taken over every bit of media. I heard they're working on a Pokemon Go movie. The news won't stop talking about it. It is the hot new headline grabber for all the news, from local teenagers discovered dead body to local area man crashes car searching for Pokemon.
Yeah, there was a video that I just saw of recently in Central Park, New York, where a rare Pokemon, a Vaporeon, I'm not really sure if that's a water it seems like it should be a water Pokemon, but I'm not sure. Vaporeon. But apparently, like, all traffic stopped and people just started abandoning their cars. And there was hundreds of people running across the street getting into Central Park to try to catch the Vaporeon. Hundreds of people on video running into the middle of the park. Running.
What's the name of the Pokemon?
Vaporeon.
It sounds like a rad shop to get some, like, custom vapes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Pokemon, ahead of their times.
Wow.
Vape life.
Wow, vape life. So yeah, this Pokemon's been pretty huge. The company I work for, there's a lot of, I work with a lot of smart guys and engineers, and they've been in the industry for years, and all these guys have been doing is playing Pokemon as well. Like, a lot of my employees are just sitting there, they gotta catch them all.
But are they, like, leaving work to go catch Pokemon?
They'll go on their break. my house, I got it parked by my house, and I think I said this a couple weeks on the show, like, it's so weird that I never see kids playing in the neighborhood anymore. Like, when me and my wife moved into our neighborhood, there was kids playing outside, but in the last, like, 5 years, we never see any kids. That has all changed this week. There's, like, gangs of kids with their phones out just walking the streets aimlessly, catching them all.
You know what? That's fucking awesome, though. You right? You did not used to see children outdoors by your home, which is unbelievable, right?
Uh-huh. But now you know my neighborhood. Yeah. That's very nice residential place,
like
suburbia.
It's like newer houses and stuff. Like, there should be young adult families all over that place. And if you weren't seeing kids outside, that means that they were inside playing video games. Now they're outside walking around playing video games.
And listen, if a couple kids are out there, like, you know, it's like exercise, right? They're getting off their ass. They're out there doing stuff. I'm all for it. Like, I may not know anything about Pokemon, but if it's going to get a bunch of fatties outside getting some fitness in, I'm all for it, man.
I think this game is really cool.
I think it's
great. As long as it's doing what it's supposed to. Like, did you guys talk about last week how when you signed up on iOS mainly, but sometimes on Android, where it would just give them 100% access to all of your information on Google?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like a giant security risk in the app. And they fixed it since, but you had to, like, people have to have been smart and exited out of the, not exited out, you have to go on Google and take away all of the authority that you gave the app over your account, and then re-signed up when they fixed it to make sure that it was actually cleared out and stuff. But like, so they fixed that. It was a huge thing. The app itself is a hot pile of garbage. It is constantly crashing. I've been trying to play the game and it doesn't work for shit all the time.
Wow.
But people still overcoming. All of that, people are still all about it all the time, everywhere.
Oh, yeah, man. These kids are loving it. Adults are loving it. Yeah, it's, you know, it's Pokemon, but if it's gonna, get kids out there doing stuff, yeah, I think it's cool.
Did you guys talk about Ingress when you were talking about it last week?
No. We didn't get that detailed. We're just still trying to figure out what the hell it was.
Do you know what Ingress is?
Yes. Sure.
For those who don't know.
For those who
don't know, Ingress is the first app that this Niantic company put out. And it was a very similar thing where you would sign up, and they were actually partly owned by Google at the time. So you would sign up and you would fight this like real world ARG battle for towers and like take over the world kind of game in real life, where you actually had to travel to places, take over a thing, set up fortifications, all kinds of stuff. And it got to the point where people were like in the real world, like in real life, setting up fences and like guarding, setting booby traps for people who would come to try to take over the towers. So it got kind of out of control that way. But it's the very same game, and then they put a Pokemon skin on top of it to make this game. But it's been a popular thing for a little while now. And the crazy thing about it is when Google owned it, they were using people playing the game to find out foot traffic paths through parks and stuff. Things that they couldn't do Google like Street View on, or like, you know, maps. They were figuring out how people walked around places using this game and using that in their map data.
Oh, snap. Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's
Big Brother. Big Brother, yeah, buddy.
Big Brother is always out there out to get you, no matter what Pokemons you're trying to catch.
Oh. Oh. This sounds scary.
I got one more thing about Pokemon. Pokemon, I have this Destructoid article that I found. Pokemon porn searches skyrocket as much as 336% since the release of Pokemon Go.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
So Pornhub always does like stupid stuff like that. Like they put out weird search demographics based on different weird real life things happening.
So people are looking for
Poke porn on Pornhub. Men are 62% more likely to search for Pokemon compared to women, which is not surprising. Yeah, Android users are 51% more likely to search for Pokemon compared to Apple users.
I knew that, though.
Not surprising. 18 to 24 year olds are 336 more likely to search for Pokemon compared to all other ages.
Fucking millennials.
Yeah. Pokemon porn.
I don't... I'm not gonna say I don't get it because there's porn for everything, but man, I just gives like a whole new like shiver down my spine just thinking like pokey porn. Like I'm just like, ugh. Whatever you're into, man. Who am I to judge, right? Who am I to judge? If you're into Squirtles,
you're into ladies painted like Pikachus.
If that's your thing, who am I to choose?
Well, if you think about what Pokemon is, too, it's like a little dude running around with like a bunch of like subservient things doing whatever he tells him to do, fighting and breeding and whatever.
Well, you just broke it down to a whole new level.
That's what everyone is into.
But this is, this has been pretty good for Nintendo. Even though Nintendo owns a small share in the company that makes Pokemon, this week has been the best week ever for Nintendo. Just a month ago, people were saying that Nintendo is dead. Well, now with the release of this Pokemon Go, Nintendo shares are up 70%.
What does that bring them to? Like $4 now or something?
And that brings them to $4.20.
Yeah, because they were really huge when the Wii came out. Like huge, huge numbers. And then it went down to like 70 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And
now it's huge. Huge.
That's crazy. And they technically, like, I wonder how much they actually had to do with any of this, if they're just getting like residual stuff from this Pokemon.
You know, my thing is, everyone's going to be looking at this closely and go, look how much money this thing's making. Look what it did to our shares. What kind of IP can we launch next on a smartphone? If you're Nintendo, you're going to be like, man, this is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
It is, and they didn't even do anything.
They didn't even do anything. Wait till Nintendo gets their grubby hands on this. Oh my god, this is the end of consoles, guys. This is it. And I should say, it's not the end of consoles, because out of nowhere, Nintendo announced this week a new NES console.
I like how you're giving it that like level of prestige. You're actually saying like they released a new console, or they're going to release
a new Nintendo is releasing a new NES console. This is a brand new Nintendo Entertainment System console, is it not?
No. It's one of those things you buy at the 99 cent store with all the Atari games on it.
But listen, Omar, Nintendo's making it, and it's an exact replica of our classic NES, but just smaller. It fits in the palm of your hand.
Exactly, and all those Atari ones were
It's a new console!
It was an Atari joystick, 100% replica of an Atari joystick that you plug into a TV.
What if this is the NX, Omar?
This is what they've been making all this is time. What's been...
Yes! So, for those who don't know and maybe been living under a rock, the Micro NES that was announced this week by Nintendo will be coming out this November. It's $60, and it comes with 30 games already pre-installed in the NES. I'm going to go over those 30 games real quick, Omar.
Okay.
Because I think it's that important, right?
Okay.
All right, ready? Balloon Fight. Yes. Bubble Bobble.
Yes.
Hell yes. Castlevania. Fuck yes. Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest. Holy shit. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2.
Yes.
Dr. Mario.
Yes.
Excitebike.
Yes.
Final Fantasy. Galaga.
Yeah, Galaga. Yeah, Galaga, fuck yeah.
Yes. Ghosts and Goblins, yes. Gradius, yes. Ice Climber. Kid fucking Icarus.
Dude.
Kirby's Adventure.
Yes.
Original Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Mega Man 2.
Yes.
Yes. Metroid. I believe that's Yas Queen for Metroid.
Which Metroid?
The original Metroid.
I don't know if I've ever played that.
Oh, man. Now you can! Ninja Gaiden! Yes! Pac-Man! Yes! Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream!
What?
Star Tropics. Super C. Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers 2. Super Mario Brothers 3. Tecmo Bowl. The Legend of Zelda and Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link.
Yes!
Also, the NES controller can be attached to a Wiimote for use for the NES Virtual Console games on the Wii U.
Yes.
And if you own a Classic Controller or a Classic Controller Pro, each of these will work on the NES Mini.
Man.
Also comes with an HDMI cable and USB cable. Additional NES controllers are $10 each. Boo fucking yeah. I read this at 7 o'clock in the morning when the press release came out, and I was on my porch outside, my back patio, and I couldn't stop smiling, and one single tear rolled from my eye, Omar.
Yes, it's going to be fucking awesome. And I love that the little controllers plug in and you can use them in other ways, but like, it's whatever. It's fucking awesome. Whatever.
It is awesome. Yes, it's 30 games, and that's all it'll ever be. You can't down other NES titles.
Yes, like, what a weird missed opportunity for it. Why couldn't it have been the storefront for the NES Virtual Console? Like, why couldn't that have been the thing that was built in and it have, like, you know, 10 gigs of storage or something on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, then it wouldn't be $60.
Why not?
Because it's $60 for this little micro console and 30 games, that's a fucking deal. Now, if you're going to add in, you're like...
No, you got to pay for the other games.
No. But I'm saying if you add, like, memory or internet connectivity, that little console now turns into a $100 console.
I mean, I could see why they would charge $100. It would not cost them $100. They could still sell it for $60.
They wouldn't, though. They wouldn't. Plus, it's Nintendo. Whenever you think they're going to zig, they zag.
Yeah. Whenever you think they're going to zig, they zonk.
This lineup is incredible, by the way. I have personally played all of these games myself. I used to have all these games. Yeah, I remember I'm a little bit older than the rest of the dudes on the show. So the NES, I was there. That was like my jam, man. So this is pretty good news. Now it just got me thinking. It hasn't even come out yet, and this is just how spoiled I am. I'm already looking forward to the SNES version, the Super Nintendo version of this.
Yeah, for me, the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo 64, those will be like, oh shit, moments.
Yeah, for me,
NES is super rad just because it's like nostalgia and everything. But like, I don't have, I was too young to have like actual memories of all the things I played on Super Nintendo or on regular Nintendo.
The Super Nintendo to me is the greatest console of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats the Super Nintendo. Nothing beats the Super Nintendo. But this NES is a great start. So good job, Nintendo. Now, why don't you just tell us what the fuck the NX is?
No, everyone needs to go out and buy one of these things, so there will for sure be a Super Nintendo version of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, for $60, I'm buying two.
The thing is, I bet you there's going to be a lack of them. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's coming out in November. It's the Christmas season.
Yeah, like, this is going to be hard. This is going to be a hard thing to come by. Mm-hmm. They don't sell... Nintendo doesn't sell stuff on Amazon, so you're fucked there. Yeah, this is going to be a... This is going to be a... You're going to have to go to a fucking Walmart.
No.
It's going to happen. You're going to have to go to a fucking Walmart.
I am not going to a fucking Walmart, Omar. I am going to go to, I'm going to go to somewhere else, but not Walmart.
Target's going to get like three of them.
Yeah, fuck Target.
And you're going to have to go to fucking Walmart.
Fucking Walmart. Nope. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.com. Not going. So, good job, Nintendo. Come back. Come back, man. Pokemon and the NES, they're going back to like the shit that makes money. They're like, you know, we're going to double down on nostalgia.
Yeah. Again, I'm not sure how much Nintendo had to do with the whole Pokemon thing, but good on them for having a shareholder, like a stake in Pokemon Company.
Oh, first off, you're not saying it right, by the way. It's Pokemon! You know, say it like that.
Pokemon?
Pokemon!
Oh, man. I can't even imagine what that sounds like on your recording right now.
It probably sounds great. I think I just scared my dog, though. So, good job, Nintendo. You've had a pretty good week. You know who's had a really shitty week?
Who?
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner, the one and only Hulk?
Hulk has had a bad week, guys. Bruce Banner. We're about to get into some Civil War spoilers, so if you don't want to hear this, you may want to fast forward a little bit, but you have been warned. Civil War 2, Issue 3 came out this week. And this has been hyped for a long time that issue 3 would see a major death, major character death that would change the landscape of the Marvel Universe. Bendis, who's the writer and architect of Civil War, has been talking about this even before the first issue came out, that Civil War 3 was going to be huge. A long-existing character would get killed. The results would be disastrous for the Marvel Universe. So, with that being said, Bruce Banner, we hardly knew you, bud. Well, actually, we did, and we loved you. You were our Hulk. But Bruce Banner is officially dead, guys.
Man.
The Hulk, our Hulk, is dead. Now, Hulk is still around. In fact, Amadeus Cho, our Asian Hulk, is what he's been referred to as well by people who, or white people who don't like the fact that Marvel has this diverse lineup of characters.
White people in middle America who hate fucking diversity.
Can you believe this? They got an Asian as a Hulk.
They got a lady as Captain America. They got... something else with there's like a new lady, black lady, Iron Man.
We got Lady Iron Man
and an Asian Hulk.
Asian Hulk.
Make America great again with what white superheroes. White males. What do you put
a wall around these characters? Anyways,
I'm a minority in my own country.
Oh man, seriously, Omar, what do you think about this as a Cuban?
I think there needs to be a... Where's the Cuban superhero?
Oh, here it comes.
Where's my Iron Man and Hulk?
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a Cuban Cyclops.
I don't want to be Cyclops.
Why? Cyclops fucking rules.
No, he's a...
Oh, God damn it, Omar. I like Cyclops. He's one of the best characters ever. Anyways, back to... Bruce Banner got killed in this week's Civil War 3 by Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Well, no shit. Clint Barton. You said kill Bruce Banner.
You said that he shot an arrow into his brain?
Yes. In the head. Shot in the motherfucking head by an arrow from Hawkeye. So this is what happened. Just give you a little bit of a backdrop of what happens. Is that you have Ulysses, a new human, or a new inhuman, has the ability to minority report the Marvel Universe. Which means he can see things before they happen, and then they can arrest people before bad things happen. So there's a vision that Ulysses gets that the Bruce Banner Hulk goes rampaging and kills the Avengers. So the Avengers decide they're going to go arrest Bruce Banner. But for those who've been reading the Marvel comics in the last year or two, Bruce Banner is in complete control, and the Hulk persona is gone. So imagine Bruce Banner's pretty pissed off when the Avengers come to arrest him, when he's just like, guys, I'm not Hulk anymore. I got total control over this.
Wait, does he have total control, or is it actually gone?
It's purged from his system.
But you keep saying he has total control.
He's got control of it. The Hulk's never completely gone, right? So So as Banner is talking to the Avengers, like, well, guys, you guys are going to arrest me for something I haven't even done yet? Out of nowhere comes a arrow. I think it's a gamma-tipped arrow, by the way, too. And penetrates the face and skull of the Hulk, Bruce Banner. And he falls dead. And Clint Barton's like, yep, that was me. I totally did it. I had to, guys. Sorry. Because it turns out, in the past, Bruce Banner went to Clint and said, hey, if I ever get out of control, I need you to take me out. And you're the one guy I can trust to do it. Comics, everybody. Comics. So, Hulk Bruce Banner is dead. Long live Bruce Banner Hulk. And I'm sure he'll be back next year. He'll feel much better. He might have a headache. Yeah. It'll be much better.
They'll say that the Hulk like indestructibility surrounded the arrow as it was piercing his brain.
Yeah, he gamified the air and he hulked the air out, right? The air got hulked out.
And then
right?
and then
comics.
And then it'll go to a panel where he's sitting on the floor with an arrow shooting upward out of his forehead. And then the arrow will slowly move further and further away from his head until it falls to the floor. And then he'll open his eyes and turn green. Yeah. And then it'll cut.
Yeah.
That's what the last thing you see with his eyeballs turning green.
Omar, are you sure you're not writing comics?
And then scene. And then...
To be continued. Yeah,
the Hulk will return in Everyone Loves the Hulk.
Yes. Everyone Loves the Hulk. I've watched the shit out of that, by the way. There's a show called Everyone Loves Hulk.
Yeah.
That would actually be pretty good. You're a pretty smart guy, Omar. I'm glad you're back on the show. So that's the big event this week. I read it, and it was okay. Civil War has been quite the civil chore, Omar.
Ho ho!
Ho ho! Hey now! It's not very good. It's too bad. Last big event book was Secret Wars, and I like that. But this is, man... It's just too many events. We talked about this last week, man.
We've talked about this every time for the last 4 years.
Too many events.
Too many events. Nothing's good anymore. Everything is rushed and everything is too late.
Unless you're reading the DC Comics, man. DC Comics and Image right now, putting out quality books, quality stuff. Wonder Woman, awesome. I even said last week, I read Green Arrow and I liked it. I liked it. Aquaman, pretty good. Flash could be this year's standout title, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
The Flash comic is amazing.
What's happening in the Flash comic?
You got Barry running around. He's got all this confusion going on because the original Wally West is back. And then there's the other Wally West who's now Kid Flash is running around. You got this new villain that comes into town called Godspeed. And the Speed Force is running amok through Central City and giving everybody the ability to have Flash's powers. Things are insane.
So you're saying next season of CW's The Flash... is going to be something to be reckoned with.
No, but I am so pumped on season 3 of The Flash. This week, we got the first promo shot of Wally West as Kid Flash.
As Kid Flash, not The Flash, Kid Flash.
Kid Flash, the sidekick of Flash. And man, it looks good. They pulled the the uniform right out of the comics.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it looks good. Even you know, I never was a fan of like the face mask that has like the opening for the hair, because it just doesn't seem like
very.
Oh
yeah. Well, I mean, that's like that's pretty classic. This is going to be a character with ethnic hair or something, right?
No. They've been doing that since the dawn of Kid Flash.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's not since the dawn. It's been something that they kind of incorporated, like, I think in the 90s with Impulse, who is another version of Kid Flash. Bart Allen, Barry Allen's grandson from the future.
Bart?
Yeah, Bart Allen. His name's Impulse. You would actually love that character, Omar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, imagine, like, Flash, but with ADD.
Seems about right up my alley.
And he's, like, you know, like a kid who's just, like, out of control and just wants to run and has the attention span of a gnat. But this season 3 of Flash, I know we don't know anything yet, but we got a couple of some behind the scenes pictures, and it looks like the Black Racer is showing up, maybe? I don't know. We got another all black Flash costume villain.
Well, isn't that the bad guy?
Showing up. I think that's a bad guy for season 3.
Yeah. And it's not the bad guy that you mentioned before from the comic book?
It's not Zoom. It's not the Reverse Flash. It looks like it could be the Black Racer, who's the embodiment of death.
Ooh.
We shall see. Also, remember, Barry fucked everything up at the end of season 2.
Yeah, he left.
He went back and prevented his mom from dying.
Oh, that's right. He left. Which, he left them eating, like, having a pizza party.
Yeah, he left the pizza party.
Left the pizza party to go fuck up the history.
Mm-hmm. He, you know what the first episode is of season 3 is called? They released the title.
Do I want to know? Wait, hold on. Let me think about
it. You want to know?
Do I want to know the name of the episode for season 3 that's not going to happen for a couple months? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's called Flashpoint. And if you remember correctly, yeah, Omar, last time we had a Flashpoint, it was in the comics and it rebooted continuity, so we got the new 52.
Yes. Wow. They're going for that already.
No, I don't think they're going to go that deep. I don't think you're going to have a Thomas Wayne as Batman running around, Superman that's never been exposed to the sun. I don't think they're going to go that far.
What do you mean Superman that's never been exposed to the sun?
Yeah, that was the whole Flashpoint paradox. I
remember Thomas Wayne, but... Superman who's never been exposed to the sun. How does that work?
Yeah. So what happened was when young Clark Kent crash lands in the farm in Smallville, the Kents still find him. The U.S. government does, and they keep him underground in a bunker away from the sun.
Oh, so he's just a dude.
Just dude. He's just regular man.
He's just alien.
Alien man. It was also written by Scott Snyder, by the way.
Alien man?
No big deal. No big deal. Flashpoint. Everything changes in an instant. I am looking forward to it though. It should be good. It's Flash.
Yeah, it's not for a while.
Also, we talked about last weekend. We're not really known for talking about TV shows that aren't based in video games or comic books, but we really like that Mr. Robot. In fact, me and Evan talked about it last week.
Oh yeah? What did you guys say about it?
That it's good. You should watch
it. It's good. Season 1 was fucking awesome.
Season was good, and season 2 premiered last week, and it is weird.
Weird
and mysterious.
It's gonna get there, I'm sure, but for right now, it is definitely I don't know. I feel like season 1, it started off as kind of a slow burn, too, because you had that whole, Fight Club thing happening.
Yeah, Fight Club meet Dexter.
Yes. And so, this season starts off with him just trying his damnedest to not be crazy, but still being really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like it. I think it's going to be very good. Did you...
I like how dark it is. I like how dark it is. It's spooky scary.
There was a... In the first episode, so when it came out last weekend, right?
Yeah, last week. Last week. They had 2 episodes come out the premiere day.
Yeah, so 2 episodes.
So the premiere was 2 episodes.
In part 1 of the premiere, there was a QR code in his notebook. Did you follow it?
I saw it, but I did not follow it.
Okay, let me... I have a website here.
Oh, we're going to look at it right now. Nether Indestructible Art first.
You're going to hear me describe the website that I can't find.
Here yes. Yes. Why Omar does that, let me tell you, that Mr. Robot, that the actor who plays Mr. Robot, Elliot, man, that guy's awesome.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't play Mr. Robot. He plays Elliot.
What's his name? Rami Malek? Malek Rami?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Rami Malek.
Man, I'm so bad with names.
I think you nailed it, though. But again, he plays Elliot, not Mr. Robot.
At the end of the first season, remember what he says? I am Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot is fucking Christian Slater.
I am Mr. Robot.
Yes, because Fight Club is a movie that happened before, but Christian Slater.
I am Tyler Durden. But yeah, it's first episode was it was mysterious. What's going on with F Society?
His sister is messed up and trying to keep it all together.
Mm-hmm. They need each other. That's what these first 2 episodes are saying, is that they need each other. They're both crazy without one another.
They are crazy without each other.
So did you find that information, Omar?
I have it open. So if you go to... So there was a QR code. You scan it with your phone and it opens up this webpage that looks like it came from straight from the budding era of the internet where it's GeoCities, lots of little construction men saying this website is under construction. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, the dawn of the internet age.
The dawn of the internet age. I'm gonna send you the link in the thingy, so you can see what I'm talking about.
Oh yes. Also, we'll put it in our notes too.
Yes.
We'll put it in our notes section on this episode of Indestructible Art.
Yeah, so you can follow along. It's I'm assuming somewhere on this website there is some kind of secret that I need to find, but I can't seem to find anything.
Okay, I'm loading it now. Oh, yeah, look at this. This is like straight up 1998.
Yes. And the only thing I can see that is like maybe will lead you down some weird path is there's an email thing where you can send them an email to this weird fucking company.
Confictura Industries.
Confictura Industries. You can send them an email. I'm sure you'll get something weird back. That's the only thing that I can see. There's a couple broken images on here that don't seem to be working, that I can't find out what they were. If I were some kind of hacker, maybe I could like dig into the website and be like, what is this broken image? But
man, this is cool. Yeah. This is cool.
So like last season, I don't remember if there was tons of weird like ARG stuff like this, but this seems to be the theme of stuff lately, you know, like let's put in this like weird shit that people can fall down these weird rabbit holes and stuff. But yeah, so this is the first one of what I'm sure will be many in this season of Mr. Robots.
Mr. Robot.
Are we done with Mr. Robot? I got...
Yes. That's what I thought out there because Mr. Robot is awesome.
It is awesome. It is a really good TV show. Well produced. Like, the shots in that show are set up in a way to make you feel uncomfortable. Like, it's a really well put together TV show.
Yeah, and the creator was Sam Ishmael.
Yes.
Wrote and direct every single episode this season.
This coming season?
Season 2, he did them all.
Did he do all of them in season 1?
I think he did.
I think he might have.
That's why it's all cool, man. It's like the reason why the first season of True Detective works so well is that you had the same director directing every single episode. Like it can get jarring on like shows like this where you have a different director. But man, he rocks it. Sam Ishmael.
Yeah, different directors, different writing teams and stuff, the styles that don't they become disconnected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks when TV shows.
And next thing you know, you're watching Law and Order.
Next thing you know, you're watching fucking Lost for multiple seasons, and nobody knows where the fuck that show is supposed to go. And then by the end, you think, man, I just wasted 7 years of my fucking life.
That's why I'm so glad I pulled out after the first season. No, I'm done. I'm done. Nope. Nope.
So angry at that stupid TV show. All right, so news. Actual news that matters to the world. Overwatch.
Oh, that's a thing. Yes.
Overwatch has a new character. She's coming out soon. She's an old lady.
Yes, we need more old lady Overwatch characters, by the way.
Old lady, Anna. She's a support sniper.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so she's a sniper. When she shoots her team, it heals them. When she shoots the enemy, it stuns them.
And, just like in real life.
Yes, and when people come up on her, she can like put them to sleep. She seems awesome. And I think, I forget, I'm already like, because I've been sick, everything is a weird blur. But I'm pretty sure she's the mom of one of the other characters in the game. She might be like Farrah's mom or something.
Ooh. She's a mom.
Yeah, and they pulled her out. They're like, hey, yeah, she's Farrah's mom.
Mom.
She, I got distracted because I started playing the video again. they called her and be like, hey, shit's real bad. You need to come, save us. She's out there. Old lady Farrah's mom, kicking ass. But yeah, that's what's happening in Overwatch. The Overwatch Minute.
Overwatch. Your Overwatch Minute.
That game is really good. I've been playing it constantly since it came out.
When's it come out on the PlayStation 4?
It's already out on PlayStation 4, bruh.
Huh.
Yeah.
You don't say.
You don't say. You could have been playing this whole time. But if you were not a chump, you'd play it on the PC.
Whoa. First off. Listen. I'm going to play it on my PlayStation 4, Omar. Why? Because I'm going to play it in my living room.
Yeah. You know what? I play it on my good monitor that's fast and crisp with a keyboard and mouse.
Oh, never mind. Fuck that. Nothing beats a controller in your hand, Omar.
Nope. Keyboard and mouse.
No, thank you. Boring.
But yeah, it's out on consoles. It's really popular in consoles.
Yeah, people seem to dig this game a lot. I keep hearing about it.
Overwatch is the best.
I mean, it's not Ori and the Blind Forest, but I hear it's decent. I heard it's pretty decent. Hey, you know what's going on right now as we podcast? Star Wars Celebration.
Oh, in ye old London.
Yes. Yeah. People are cosplaying. There's a lot of Slave Leias running around.
Oh, sure.
There's expanded universe characters running around. Probably some Darth Vaders. There's probably a couple of marriage proposals. But yeah, Star Wars. There's new Star Wars games that were announced, but that's kind of like, no shit. And the sun's going to come out tomorrow. And what else do we have here? I'm just looking at Star Wars Celebration, like what this means.
Wasn't there some kind of like big thing about Episode 8 and about that thing that's coming out this December?
Rogue One?
Yes, Rogue One.
Yes, Rogue One. That's there's some Rogue One stuff coming out. They did a poster that looked really shitty, by the way. Did you see the first poster for this thing?
No.
It looks like a Death Star attacking Florida. I'm not kidding. It looks like Death Star is like attacking.
To Google I go.
Yeah, Google it. Google Star Wars story Rogue One. I think it's the title, right? Something like that. Look at the first poster for it. It's like, what the fuck is this? It's not very good.
A Death Star attacking Florida?
Yeah, it looks like Death Star attacking Florida.
I mean, the trees? It's got trees, and the Death Star kind of like...
in the back, and it's like, there's like tropical.
I think I'm seeing the same thing you're talking about.
Anyways, it's pretty shitty.
Who's this lady?
Maybe you're looking at the wrong poster. So Star Wars is a thing. They're moving forward with this young Han Solo movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So I heard that they have a dude lined up for that.
Yep, they got a guy. He's ready to go.
What do you think?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
There's only so many places they can go. You know what I mean?
Haven't we learned enough from prequels in the Star Wars universe? Haven't we learned enough?
But the bad dude is gone now, man. The bad man is gone. We can have good stories again.
Was he the bad man? Was he the bad man?
We'll see after Rogue One comes out.
Was he?
Everybody loves fucking J.J. Abrams, but the dude bails on everything. So we'll see what happens after fucking Rogue One comes out, and it's probably not that good because, I mean, I like Gary Whitta, but he doesn't have the best track record in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the guy who's doing Episode 8? It's
Ryan Johnson.
Guy
did Looper.
Okay. I thought it was a Fast and Furious guy. Who's the Fast and Furious guy doing? Oh, no, he's doing Star Trek.
Yeah, he's doing Star Trek, and then another guy's doing Aquaman?
Another, like, weird action movie guy?
I think so. James Wan's doing Aquaman, I think. He's the guy who did, like, Conjuring and...
Oh, jeez. All those like, PG-13 horror movies.
Yeah. Can't be a horror movie, it's PG-13, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Omar, I got some rapid-fire news.
Okay.
Rapid fire. Remember, we used to do this back in the day, rapid fire.
Right. After your rapid fire, I got one more story, and that's it.
Okay. So, get ready. This is a big one. Remember that movie, The Lost Boys, in 1987? That had the two Coreys in it and young Kiefer? We are getting a sequel.
A sequel, not a remake?
We're getting a sequel in comic book form from DC Comics.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. DC Vertigo is going to be doing a sequel to Lost Boys. I thought that was pretty cool.
I think that's going to be cool. Yeah, Vertigo.
You know our favorite artist, Raphael Grandpa?
Raphael Grandpa.
Yeah, that's his name, Raphael Grandpa.
Okay.
We've talked about him on the show before. He's doing a bunch of Budweiser murals across America.
What?
Uh-huh.
Is he not busy drawing fucking comic books?
Yeah, he's like, fuck it. I'm going to do some beer art.
Advertising.
Beer art across America.
What the shit is that?
In other news, some promo art came out this week for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which shows in the background that Mantis, a character from the comic, will be joining the team. Also, it looks like Baby Groot will stay a baby for Guardians 2.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Groot is kind of, he's like Superman, you know? You kind of have to like... You have to find ways to scale him back or else he'll just kill everybody.
Yeah, plus Groot's such a... everyone loved Groot. I think he was like the breakout character, right?
Yeah, and Rocket.
Yeah, I mean, Rocket was pretty good. Rocket was pretty good. Also, Batman, the Telltale series, gets a release date.
Oh, man. I am not looking forward to the shit that comes out of that.
Why is that? I thought you guys were all up on the Telltale games.
Those games are all garbage. Always.
Whoa. I thought you... Wait. Weren't you and Evan like the biggest fan of these games?
I don't think so. I don't think I've liked
any of... It was Evan. Evan called my wife and said, hey, tell Ryan to play Walking Dead Telltale. And Nicole's like, oh, Evan, by the way, told me to tell you you need to play this. I'm like, why is Evan calling you? And so, listen, I bought the first Telltale... I have to keep saying Telltale.
Yeah.
I played the first Walking Dead, which everybody like in the world loved. I played it and I was like, this choose your own adventure shit sucks.
Yes, it's slow as shit and it almost never works. They've been making the same fucking game forever now. There's three seasons of Walking Dead. There's fucking there's one for every franchise out there. There's a fucking Minecraft one. There's Borderlands. There's Batman. There's all kinds of shit. And it's the same engine that they've been using the entire time, and it's garbage. The games never work.
You said it, boy. You said it. Well, for those who want to play it, this comes out September 13th. With the first episode and subscription for the next four episodes, something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Yeah.
Yeah, they're episodic. So they sell you the first one, and then you have to buy the next four or five or whatever. Or you can buy the season pass and get all of them for whatever. But, you know, who cares? They're garbage games.
No thanks.
Yes.
I think I'm going to let this one just kind of skate by.
Yeah, at least wait and see if it's some kind of weird story that has to be done. The only thing it has going for it is it has, like, proper voice actors. Like, doesn't it have the like... iconic Batman in it?
I think it's Guy Hamill and Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy. And is Hamill doing Joker on it? They do all these things that make you want to play it, but it's still, they're fucking garbage games.
You tell him, Omar.
I hate that.
And in my last bit of rapid fire, Suicide Squad is on track to beat Guardians of the Galaxy for opening weekend record for August.
What are you talking about? Has it even come out yet? How do they know that?
Because they're tracking it.
Tracking
bro.
What?
They're using Google Trends.
But what are they tracking? Pre-sales?
Pre-sales, online buzz.
Ugh, man. If that movie does well, I'm going to be really upset.
Why?
Because it looks like garbage.
What if it's good, though, Omar?
It cannot be good.
Have
you seen
this...
The Joker? It can't be good.
I will hold judgment until I see it.
Ugh. I've seen enough. Unless they do what I hope they do and make it so that's not actually the Joker, Jared Leto is some kind of weird like Joker fanboy, then okay, I can see this whole movie going a different direction. But fuck, if that's the way they think the Joker is going to be in the next like... X amount of movies for the Batman and all that stuff. I'm not looking forward to that.
You know who I was thinking would be a good Joker? What if it turns out Jared Leto is just some like Joker fanboy, right? And then the real Joker shows up at the end, and it turned out the real Joker was John Goodman. That shit would be fucking rad, dude. John Goodman is an awesome actor. I think John Goodman as the Joker, kind of out of left field, but you'd be like, it kind of works. It kind of works.
John Goodman can be a pretty good bad guy, I think. He could be pretty intimidating, but I don't think he's like crazy and menacing in the way that the Joker should be.
I'm just saying, just do something different.
Yes, do something different. I'm not saying, and I've gotten this argument thrown at me a couple times, Jared Leto could have been a fantastic Joker. Like, I'm not saying he's bad character choice or bad acting choice. I think the character design is bad, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the tattoos and...
Yeah, the tattoos and the fucking, like, I'm going to take iconic things from the comic book and tattoo it on this guy's body and make him the Joker. Like, that's bullshit. The Joker would not have ha-ha-ha-ha-ha tattooed across his chest.
Maybe this Joker does. Maybe he knew that you wouldn't like it, Omar, so he got it to piss you off. Yes. Because that's the kind of Joker we deserve.
Yes.
So that ends Rapid Fire News. Omar, what is your last news story for the episode?
Okay, my last news story for the episode is, you know, Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. And you know, WB.
The WB. And you know Shadow of Mordor, the game that they put out last year that everyone loved? Or last year, two years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
A couple years ago. I think it might have even been more than 2 years ago now. The FTC is slapping WB on the wrist for not making sure that YouTubers disclose sponsored content for Shadow of Mordor. And people like PewDiePie and other such people like that are getting in big trouble because they didn't disclose stuff like that.
Whoa.
And on top of that, another story, this is like a round robin of YouTubers are dumb. There's two dudes who were taking money from a gambling site for CSGO who they were like part owners of, and they're very popular YouTubers, and telling kids to go there and do all this stuff that making it seem like they had no connection to the website. And they got in big trouble. They might actually go to jail.
Whoa. Really?
Yes. They basically lied about... It's like insider trading or something. I don't know. It's some weird shit like that where they were lying about their affiliation with this website, which amounts to gambling on CSGO, like chess or something. And they're getting in big trouble about it. It's a big thing on the YouTubes.
Man, that is awkwardly bizarre for some reason.
Yeah. So you have lots of weird, like, YouTube is getting popular enough now, finally, that or old people are acknowledging the popularity of YouTube enough now to where they're actually, like, the FTC is getting involved in, like, what can and can't be done on YouTube and things like that.
So it begins.
And so it begins the downfall of the internet. It was a good train while it lasted, or a good ride while it lasted.
And some people just had to go out there and go, screw it up for all of us.
Yep. Had to get the attention of the big guys. Make too much money on YouTube, Mr. PewDiePie, with your fucking 63 million followers.
Wow. That guy is almost as popular as Indestructible Art, by the way.
Almost.
Almost.
Like, he might be literally the most popular person on YouTube, right? Like...
He's the breakout star that's been like on other things, right? Like he's starting to have that crossover where people mention him like on CNN.
Yeah, well, he's huge. I'm checking his follower count right now. He has 46 million subscribers. 46.5 million subscribers.
That's not bad.
That's insane.
That's not bad.
But the like one cool thing out of all this is like as he gets more popular and like further into his he doesn't give a shit about anything anymore because he's got more money than everybody in the entire world. He whenever stuff like this happens, he does like really funny stuff now. Like he's actually a really funny dude. And I kind of like the direction his career has taken because of all this stuff. I'll put in the show notes his like response to the PewDiePie or to the WB stuff. It's just funny to see him just like not give a fuck about anybody. He doesn't have to care about like WB being annoyed with him or anything. He's bigger than everybody.
Good for him. I like it when you don't like, I guess you're so like popular that you don't give a shit, right?
Yeah, he's successful. He did it. Yeah. He did the stuff. He made it work. It's crazy.
Good for you. What's his name? PewDiePie?
PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie. I think the way he says it is PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
And all he does is make videos.
All he does is make YouTube videos. And they get viewed by, you know, 7 million people.
Wow.
And he makes $1 million off every video.
Good job, millennials.
Yep.
I feel like this is a very millennial thing.
I mean, it's the era. This is what my career is now. Aspiring to be PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
Whoa. Wow, Omar. Wow. Man, it's good to have you back. I missed you, by the way.
Yeah. You guys kept scheduling in times where I could not make it for a month and a half. Thanks.
I blame Evan Campbell, really. There's many times I was just sitting here going, hello? Is anybody coming on the show? Fucking assholes. Anyways, I think that brings up our favorite part of the show. It goes, picks of the week, yeah. Omar De Armas, I'm going to let you go first because you haven't had a pick of the week in a while. Actually, you did. I'm not sure if you heard, but I got your text messages you sent me, so I was able to give you your picks of the week, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But now that you're back, you can go ahead and have your own pick of the week.
Well, I guess this one will be less awesome than the last few. But I played a game called Inside last week. Otherwise, it would just be Overwatch again. But I played a game called Inside. You guys remember Limbo? Or you guys?
Yeah.
Because Evan's not here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I think they're called Playdead is the company, or the developer of Limbo. Their second game came out recently on Xbox and PC, and it's called Inside, and it's real good, except for the ending. So I want more people to play it, and then we can discuss what you thought about the ending of this game.
Okay. I will say I'm going to check it out, and then I probably won't.
You should. You would really like it. You would really
because I'm
like
being
it.
Honest. Okay, maybe I will this week. How about that?
Yeah, you. It's not long. You can play it in like one day. And it's on Xbox, so you can play it on your precious console.
Oh yes, my precious.
Yeah, you should check it out because I think you would like it, and then I wanna pick your brain about what you think the story is about.
I think it's a story about people who fall in love.
Hmm.
Am I close? Am I close?
Hmm. No.
Oh, okay. My pick of the week, Omar. We talked about it already at great length to this in this episode, but Mr. Robot. Feels good to have that show back, and I usually don't pick shows that are outside of comic books or video games. I'm waiting for a really good video game show, by the way. But Mr. Robot's my pick of the week.
It's called Video Game High School. It's on Disney Channel.
Nah, thanks. I didn't say no thanks. I said nah thanks.
Nah
thanks. Mr. Robot is great. Lots of character development. Shot all creepy. The soundtrack is amazing. At one point, there's a part where one of the characters like goes on and puts on headphones and she's listening to Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Also, Omar, I know Evan's not on the episode this week, but he just sent me a text message.
Oh, really?
That Evan Campbell. That Evan Campbell.
Always thinking about the show.
Hey, thanks, Evan. I'm going to read this. Hey, dudes. It's me, Evan. I miss you guys very much. Sorry I couldn't be on the episode, but I know the show will be in great hands with you two guys driving the show. Because you guys are better podcasting than I am. And I'm hairy? Evan, you are hairy, by the way. Anyways, Evan goes on to say that he has a pick of the week. Hey, thanks, Evan. Evan writes in, hey, Ryan, I've been wrong this whole entire time. Got a chance to play the definitive edition of Ori and the Blind Forest. It truly is a masterpiece. You were right. I was wrong. Respectfully yours, Evan Little Creep Campbell. Thanks, Evan. So Evan's pick of the week was the definitive edition of Ori and the Blind Forest. Pretty cool, Evan. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad he came around. Just like I must have for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it before. Yeah, I think you apologized. I thought that was cool, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You got to know when you're wrong.
And that, you know, it takes a big man. And Omar, I gotta tell you, man, you're a big man for coming through and being like, hey, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I think that's gonna wrap up this episode, by the way.
Yeah. In all that TV talk, we didn't talk about Underside? Stranger Things.
Oh, that's next week. I haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna watch it this week.
Oh yeah. I watched the first two.
Pretty good?
Fucking awesome.
Okay, don't say anything. Let's talk about next week.
Awesome, dude. It is awesome.
Maybe Omar can make it 2 weeks in a row.
Maybe. Just for Stranger Things.
Okay, well, we will discuss Stranger Things next week.
Okay.
I will watch it this week. Hey, make sure you go check out indestructibleart.com for our past episodes, articles, and links that pertain to the topics we covered this episode, like Google Trends and Mr. Robot links. Seriously, like, go to our notes. We'll have that all in there. I'm just going to put them in, I promise. You can also send us questions via Twitter. Yes, Twitter. Hit us up at Pixels to Panels, or you can email us. I'm sorry. uh, I totally think I got sick like podcasting with you just now, Omar. Oh my God. Over the internet. It was terrible.
Here, let's see. Nope.
Oh, there it is. You can email us directly at podcast@intersourceblog.com. So on behalf of the IA crew, welcome back, Omar. Evan couldn't make it, but Evan says he'll be back next week. Actually, Evan's at Evo.
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 What does Evo stand for?
Every virgin only. Or excellent virgins only. Woo! We're going to party up in Vegas, and we're going to play Street Fighter, and we are going to stay abstinent. Woo! I'm pretty sure that's what it means. Pretty sure. Hey, we'll see you next week.